praise God for the wonderful work that He has done.
我们赞美神，因为他做了奇妙的工作。
I heard a politician say a few weeks ago that Christianity was under attack.
几星期之前，我听到一位政客他说，基督信仰正在受到攻击。
And then there was a response from some pastors who said, "No, it's not."
然后有一位牧师回应到说，不，这并不是这样。
Who is right? What does God's word say?
神的话怎么说呢？谁又说的对呢？
God's word says that we as Christians do face attacks.
神告诉我们，作为基督徒，我们确实会受到攻击。
We face trials and insults and persecutions.
我们面对的是试炼、羞辱和逼迫。
Christ Himself has promised us that we would.
基督他自己也告诉我们，他说我们会肯定会受到攻击。
In John 16:33, Jesus says, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace." In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
在约翰福音16章33节。 耶稣告诉他的门徒，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。This
morning is a joyous occasion.
今天我们是在这个喜乐的场合。As
we celebrate this baptism service.
当我们在一起庆贺这个庆祝这个受浸的聚会的时候。
Why would I speak about suffering today?
我为什么今天要跟大家谈论这个受苦的题目呢？
Normally, I come and I want to bring some kind of encouragement to God's people, and especially those brothers and sisters getting baptized.
通常我会说一些劝勉勉励的话来和弟兄姊妹分享。
But what this politician said reminded me of something that I heard in high school.
这个政客。 讲刚才讲的这段话，使我想起了我在高中的时候的一个经历。
I got baptized in high school, and before me, some of my other friends in youth group got baptized.
早在高中的时候，在我还没受洗的时候呢，我们青少年团契有一个男生先受洗了。
And of course, after he got baptized, those of us who were in that same group, asked him, "What's it like? You got baptized?"
然后我们就在一个同一个团契里面，就很当然就会问他，受洗的以后的感觉是怎么样？受洗是什么样子？
And he said, "It's been great. He's been full of joy."
他说，受洗太好了，我充满了喜乐。
But he feels like his life has gotten more stormy, not less stormy.
但是。 他的生活好像有更多的风暴，而不是更少。Jesus
and his disciples that wrote the New Testament were no strangers to suffering, and it's their encouragement that I want to look at this morning.
耶稣也跟他的门徒，那些写下圣经的门徒，跟他们讲，他们对苦难应该不会陌生。今天早上我们就要关注一下，他们能给我们带来一些什么样的鼓励。
So I want to look at 1 Peter 4:12-19.
所以我们今天来看的经文是彼得前书第4章12到19节。
As the Apostle Peter gives us a way to understand the sufferings of life.
让我们来看使徒怎样让我们来看待生命当中的各种苦难。
Encouraging all those who have believed as they go through suffering.
当我们所有的 信徒在经历苦难的时候，我们怎样看待？
And also encouraging all those that are getting baptized on your Christian life going forward.
也给我们这些今天在所有受洗的人也算是一个勉励，当他们将面对苦难的时候。
So there's three things that I want to look at. The first is starts with verse 12 to 14.
所以我们可以分三方面来看。第一方面是第十二节到第十四节。
The first is that when we face suffering, we need to have a right reaction to suffering.
当我们面对苦难的时候，我们应该有一个正确的反应。
Verse 12 starts us off with the wrong reaction.
所以第十二节他开始讲的是一个错误的一个反应。
Verse 12 says this.
第十二节讲到。
Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
Don't be surprised.
不要觉得奇怪。
Don't be fearful. Don't react with indignation.
不要害怕，也不要感到愤怒。
Peter says that that's not to be our response because it's something that we should expect.
彼得说，那不应该是我们的反应，因为那是我们预期当中的事。
We respond with fear or surprise or indignation when we face fiery trials and we are unprepared for them.
我们如果没有对这些试炼感到有准备的话，我们当然会感到会有奇怪、愤怒。
We don't expect them.
因为我们没有预料到他们会发生。
Sometimes we can expect that when we accept Jesus, that we're not only saved from eternal suffering in hell, but we're also saved from earthly suffering as well.
我们期待我们期望的是，当我们接受耶稣的时候我们。不单是从这个地狱的那个永远的这个苦难当中得救我们也可以从世间的苦难当中得救。
Some people even share the gospel that Jesus Christ is going to give us a good and perfect life.
有些人一传福音就会讲到耶稣基督会给他们一个完全美满的生活。
But I heard a brother explain it to me like this.
但有一位弟兄曾经向我这样说。
You think that the Christian life is going to be like a cruise ship, but it's not.
你如果觉得基督徒的生活是像乘游轮一样，但恰恰不是。
It's more like a battleship.
它更像是一艘战舰。
Jesus himself says it this way in John 15:18.
耶稣他自己也在约翰福音第十五章第十八节说
If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you.
世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。
If you were of the world would love you as its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
So as people who follow Jesus, we should not be surprised if we face fiery trials.
所以当我们跟从基督的时候，我们对那些火的试炼不应该感到奇怪。
If Jesus suffered,
如果耶稣他受苦了，
it should be our expectation that we will go through the same thing as we follow him.
所以我们的期待也是当我们跟从基督的时候我们也会经历同样的事情。
But yet knowing that's going to happen does not lead us to fear.
但是知道这样的事情会发生的时候并不应该让我们感到害怕。
Peter tells us the right reaction is actually rejoicing.
彼得告诉我们正确的反应是应该欢喜快乐。
Look at the next couple of verses, starting verse 13.
看下面两节，从十三节开始。
But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
Now it may sound crazy at first. Peter is telling us, rejoice in your sufferings.
这听上去可能有一些疯狂，但是彼得要告诉我们，在受苦的时候要欢喜快乐。
That's not the normal response to suffering.
但对苦难，这好像并不是一个正常的反应。
But Peter is not calling us to rejoice because we enjoy suffering.
彼得叫我们欢喜快乐啊，并不是说要我们享受这种受苦的经历。
He gives us three reasons to rejoice in these two verses.
他给了我们三个啊，能够欢喜的原因。
The first is we rejoice because we share in Christ's suffering.
我们欢喜，第一是因为我们和基督一同受苦。
That's exactly what happened to Jesus' disciples as soon as Jesus left them.
当耶稣的门徒最初为信仰受苦的时候，这正是他们所经历所做的事情。
One of the first stories that happens after Jesus ascends back into heaven is the apostles get brought in before the Jewish leaders for trial.
当耶稣升天以后，门徒最开始所经历的事情是他们被带到犹太人的这些公会的领袖面前，他们面临审判。
And the leaders tell them stop talking about Jesus, and they beat them.
这些犹太人的领袖告诉他们不要再讲论耶稣，并且鞭打他们。
Were they surprised?
啊，他们感到奇怪吗？感到惊奇吗？
No. In Acts chapter 5:41, we have this written about this.
使徒行传第五章第四十一节啊，有这样写。
The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
说他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。
Jesus' disciples rejoice that they were able to go through these kind of sufferings because of Jesus.
耶稣的门徒他们欢喜，因为他们在跟从耶稣的时候，他们经历了这些苦难。
And so we can rejoice as well.
所以我们也能够欢喜。
Secondly, we rejoice because of the greater joy that awaits us.
我们能够喜乐，是因为更大的喜乐在我们前面。
Verse 13 says, "Rejoice that you may also rejoice and be glad."
第十三节说，倒要喜乐，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，也可以使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
We rejoice now so that later we may rejoice and be glad.
所以我们可以喜乐，因为喜乐的是，因为我带领我们的人也在受苦的时候喜乐。
Peter's telling us that what we are awaiting later is greater than what we face now.
所以彼得告诉我们，等在我们前面的是更大的喜乐。
Jesus uses that exact same phrase, "Rejoice and be glad," in the book of Matthew.
耶稣在马太福音里面也用了同样的词语，欢喜和快乐。
Jesus says, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
耶稣在马太福音第五章说，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多后书也这样说。
For this light and momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比的荣耀，极重无比永远的荣耀。
Now, I'm sure not many of us could say about the sufferings that Paul endured that we would look at that and call that light suffering.
我们不知道大家怎么看，我们可能无法把保罗所经历的所有的这些苦难可以说成是自战自清的苦楚。
And yet Paul was able to look at everything that he went through and label that as light and momentary.
但是当保罗看回望他所经历的所有这些苦难，他可以把他们标志成为自战自清的苦楚。
Light, it's not that much.
至轻的啊，那就是不是怎么很严重。
Momentary, it just lasts a short time.
啊，至暂的，就是说只是暂时的啊，并不是啊持续很长时间。
But what that prepares for us is eternal glory.
而他这些所有的这些苦难为我们准备的是为了我们在永恒里面的荣耀。
The word for glory in Hebrew is the word for heavy.
因为在荣耀在希伯来语里面的意思就是重量的意思，沉重的意思。
So what we go through now is light.
所以当我们现在所经历的这些都是轻的。
What we get in eternity is heavy.
当我们来到永恒当中的时候，我们所得到的是重的。
What we experience now is temporary.
我们所经历的，现在所经历的一切都是暂时的。
Our reward will be eternal.
我们在永恒里面的奖赏是持续到永远的。
Thirdly, we rejoice because even though people may insult us, we know that we are blessed by God.
我们第三个要欢喜的原因是，尽管人们会羞辱我们，但是我们知道我们是被神祝福的。
Verse 14 says, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed.
十四节说，你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的。
Why are we blessed?
我们为什么是有福的？
Peter says, because we have the spirit of glory and of God.
因为我们，彼得说，我们有神的荣耀和神的灵。
Other people may insult us and treat us badly.
其他人可能会羞辱我们啊，会对我们作恶。
In the eyes of others, we may be despised.
啊，在别人的眼中，我们可能啊被藐视。
But Peter says, in the eyes of God, you are blessed.
但是在神的眼中，你是有福的。
You are accepted.
因为你被接纳了。
And the proof of that is that he has given us his spirit.
而那项的一个印证就是他把圣灵赐给了我们。
We've got the Holy Spirit, and so that no matter what insults we face, we know we already have this Holy Spirit.
因为我们有圣灵住在我们里面，我们无论受到什么样的攻击和羞辱，我们知道圣灵与我们同在。
We have the very proof that we are blessed in the eyes of God.
我们有这样的证明，我们在神的眼中是有福的。
And no insult or storm of life can take that away from us.
没有任何一样的辱骂能够把这样的福分从我们身上夺去。
So when we face these fiery trials, there is a right reaction to suffering.
所以当我们面临火的试炼的时候，我们应该有一个正确的回应。
Which is not surprise, it is rejoicing.
所以不应该奇怪的是，我们应该欢喜。
Secondly, in verses 15 and 16, there is a right kind of suffering.
所以再下来15节到16节又讲到了苦难也有对错的之分，有对的一种。
Verse 15 says, But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler.
十五节说，你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。
If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, let him glorify God in that name.
若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
Now Peter tells us to rejoice in suffering.
彼得告诉我们在苦难当中欢喜。
But that doesn't mean we seek out every kind of suffering.
这并不是说我们要去故意去寻求各样的苦难。
There is a kind of suffering we should avoid.
有些苦难是我们要避免的。
And a kind of suffering we should embrace.
有些苦难我们确实要去拥抱的。
All suffering is unpleasant, but not all suffering is equal.
一切的苦难当然都令人不快，但是并不是所有的苦难都是同等的。
The act of suffering by itself does not mean that you are righteous.
受苦的本身并不使得我们成为公义，使我们称义。
Peter reminds us there is a suffering that comes from sin and from evil, and that kind of suffering we should avoid.
彼得说有一些受苦是来自犯罪 和邪恶、啊、这些苦难受苦是我们应该、啊、去避免的。
Now, of course, Peter is realistic and he realizes that most people that he's talking to are not going to be murderers or thieves.
当然彼得是很现实的、啊、他知道他所讲他的受众啊，并不是说都会去杀人跟偷窃。
But there's also a suffering that comes when we treat other people poorly.
也有一些的受苦苦难是因为我们没有去善待他人。
When we're mean to people or we meddle in their affairs.
啊，当我们去搬弄是非啊，我们啊对别的人也有恶意的时候。
That will also get you other people's insults.
啊，你得到的回报也当然就是。别人的羞辱。
But that kind of suffering does not glorify God.
但这样的苦难啊，并不荣耀神。
The suffering we are to embrace is suffering that glorifies God.
我们所要寻求拥抱的那种苦难，是那些能够荣耀神的苦难。
It's suffering that we experience because of Jesus' name.
是那些因着耶稣的名而所受的苦难。
Because we are associated with Jesus, because we follow him.
因为我们连于基督，我们要跟从他。
And Peter says, we should not be ashamed about that kind of suffering.
所以彼得说，对那种的苦难，我们并不要觉得羞耻。
Any kind of suffering that you experience for the sake of Jesus, Peter says, do not be ashamed of that kind of suffering.
任何你因着耶稣的名而受到的苦难啊，不要因那些苦难而以为耻。
But in contrast, any kind of suffering that we receive because of evil, we should be ashamed of.
啊，对比之下，如果任何我们受到的苦难是因为作恶和邪恶啊，我们应该感到羞耻。
So there is a right reaction to suffering, which is rejoicing.
所以。对苦难的正确的回应反应就是欢喜快乐。
There is a right kind of suffering, which is suffering for Jesus' name.
所以也有一种正确的苦难的方式，也就是为基督而受苦。
And our last three verses, Peter tells us there is also a right response to suffering.
我们最后三节，我们也讲到对苦难的我们的对应回应也有一个对错之分，也有一个对的回应。
Starting verse 17.
从第十七节开始。
For it is time for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的将有何等的结局呢？
And if the righteous are scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?
若是一人仅仅得救，那不前进和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？
Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。
So Peter now gives us three ways that we can move forward as Christians facing sufferings and trials.
所以彼得告诉我们三种方式，让我们可以进一步作为基督的门徒我们在生活当中前行那个方式。
First is our understanding of trials.
第一是能够明白懂得我们所受的试炼。
For the Christian, suffering is not random or senseless.
对于基督徒来说，受苦并不是随机或者没有意义的。
It is purposeful.
相反，它是有目的的，它是有意义的。
In verse 12, Peter has already told us that the fiery trial has the purpose of testing us.
十二节，彼得告诉我们，火炼的目的就是为了试验我们。
Testing is another way of saying purifying or refining.
这个试炼的另一种说法就是洁净或者说是炼净。
So here in verse 17, Peter says that judgment begins with the household of God.
所以十七节彼得说审判要从神的家开始。
So what does he mean by that?
所以他这句话是什么意思呢？
It means for the Christian, it's not a final judgment for sins, but it's a refining and purifying judgment.
所以对基督徒来讲，这并不是罪的审判，而是一个洁净、炼净的一个审判。
Verse 18 is the parallel verse that expands on the meaning.
第十八节在这个基础上更加的对这个意思展开和呼应。
When Peter says the phrase scarcely saved, it can also be translated as saved through difficulty.
在这里讲到的第十八节讲到仅仅得救是讲到的是通过困苦而得救的意思。
In other words, a Christian is saved through suffering, not from suffering.
所以这里讲到的基督徒是借着苦难而得救。而不是从苦难当中被拯救出来。
It is through suffering, through the insults of others for our belief in Christ, that Christians are made more perfect.
因为通过苦难借着我们对基督信仰而受到他人的侮辱，基督徒才变得更加完美。
Made to look more and more like our Savior.
我们会变得更多的来像我们的救主。
So when we suffer, we realize that we are saved and sanctified through our sufferings.
所以当我们受到苦难的时候，我们是借着这样的苦难拯救而成为圣。
Because we know that our suffering has purpose, we can entrust our souls to Him.
所以当我们知道我们的苦难是有意义、有目的的时候，我们就把我们的灵魂能够交托给主。
That's what he writes in verse 19.
所以是第十九节讲的。
Therefore, those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator.
所以那些十九节讲，那些照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为善，将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。
Knowing that our suffering is according to God's will and for the purpose of our sanctification, we are able to rest in the arms of our great shepherd.
所以当我们知道我们的主是那位定义在苦难当中要拯救我们的主是为了他自己的旨意让我们成圣的目的，我们就能够安然的安息在这位伟大牧人的这个膀臂当中。
Jesus highlights specifically that we are to rest, to entrust ourselves to our faithful Creator.
在这里他讲到了我们要把自己交给那信实的造化之主。
That is because God is our Creator.
因为神是我们的创造主。
He holds not only our suffering and our lives in His hands.
他不但掌管我们的生命和苦难在手中。
But all of creation and all of everything that we go through.
任何我们所经历的所有的这个世界也在他的掌管之中。
We can entrust our souls to him because he has the power of everything and all creation and all authority.
我们能够把灵魂交于这位主，是因为他有这样的能力能够掌管一切。
And that God that has all the authority, that's the God that's faithful.
神有所有权柄的那位神，也就是那位信实的神。
That is, God is the same day as the day we first believed, and will be the same no matter what happens.
那位我们最初信主的那位神是永远不变的，无论在我们身上发生什么样的事，他永远不改变。
We've heard all the testimonies of how good God has been.
我们今天听到所有的一些见证我们能够见证神是如何的良善。
That's going to be the same God when you face other kinds of crisis.
当你在生命中遇到其他的危机的时候，这位神不会改变，他仍然是那位神，信实的神。
God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
And so we entrust our souls to him.
所以我们把灵魂交托给他。
And very quickly, the last thing Peter says is to do good.
最后彼得 也说要行善。
As we rest in God, knowing that our sufferings are from Him for His purpose, we don't need to look inward, we can be focused outward as well.
所以当我们安息在神的怀中，我们可以看到，我们不用再去看周遭的环境，我们知道我们所经历的一切，所经历的苦难，都是为着神的缘故。
As Christians, we don't need to wait for the storm to pass to do good to others.
作为基督徒，我们不用等到风暴过去结束以后，我们才觉得能够去行善。
Because we go through the storm leaning and resting upon our God, the faithful Creator.
因为我们在生风暴当中能够安息在神的膀臂当中。
So this is the encouragement for you brothers and sisters this morning.
所以这是我们对今天早上弟兄姊妹的一个劝勉。
We can face suffering with a right reaction.
我们面对苦难的时候，我们有一个正确的反应。
That of rejoicing.
那就是欢喜快乐。
Face our suffering as those who have faced suffering for Jesus.
面对那些苦难我们就是能够面对像基督那样的去面对他的苦难。
And respond rightly in the midst of the storm.
然后在风暴当中我们有一个正确的回应。
And trusting our souls and to our God and Creator and doing good to others.
把我们的灵魂交给那位造化之主也是创造之主。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the testimonies that we heard this morning.
主，我们感谢我们今天早上所听到的所有的见证。
We thank you for the wonderful, amazing, miraculous ways that you've been working in each one of the lives of these brothers and sisters.
我们感谢你在每一位弟兄姊妹当中所行的这些奇妙的事情。
But yes, this is the beginning of a journey and not the end.
然而这只是一个旅程的开始而不是结束。
And Lord, we just pray for them as they go through times of fire trials to come.
我们为着他们可能会遇到的各样的火的试炼，我们为这些弟兄姊妹祷告。
Knowing that these are for their good and for their sanctification.
我们知道这些都是为着他们的益处，也是为着他们成圣的缘故。
That they may be formed more and more into the image of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
让他们能够更多的被磨成你的救主耶稣的样式。
So protect them, hold them, guard them.
所以就求你保守他们，看顾他们。
And grow them in holiness.
让他们能够在成圣的道路上渐渐长大。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.